It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing God cannot do. Whatever it is you desire in your life, God is not only able to do that which you desire, He's able to do beyond your expectations. The mind God put inside you is given to you to be able to think. God did not give you a mind that can think what He cannot do. If you can think anything in your mind, God can do it. Whatever kind of life you can think about having, God is able to give you that life and even better. God is able to exceed your widest imaginations. The thing God can make happen for your life is far bigger than what your mind can dream about. I said some time ago, whatever dream you have for your life, it might be very good. But God has another dream for you. What you desire in your life, what plans you could possibly make for your life, they are plans that might be depending on what is available to you. You could not plan bigger than your resources. You could not plan bigger than what you can imagine. So the plans you have for your life, they are usually dependent on what is available in your world, in your little world. They are usually dependent on what you can think about yourself. But listen, my dear brother and my dear sister, God has a plan for your life. And the plan God has for your life is not dependent on your resources. It's not dependent on the things that are around you. It's not dependent on the people that are available to help you. It's dependent on the resources that is available to God Almighty. The plans God has for your life is dependent on the resources that is available to Him, God. And brothers and sisters, God has the power to make anything happen whenever He desires those things to happen. And as I began to tell you last week, there is not one force in the universe that can stop the power of God making things happen in your life, because He is God Almighty. We saw an example of how Joshua sent two spies into the land of Jericho. And when they got into the land of Jericho, they met with one woman, Rahab, who helped them to get back safely to where they were coming from. But this woman asked them for a promise. "We know that you people are the people of God Almighty. And we have heard how Jehovah your God dried the Red Sea before you. See, God dried up, and people walked through the sea as walking on dry ground. When we heard that, we know that you people are not ordinary." Brothers and sisters, you may think your life to be ordinary, but the God who is in your life is a God that is beyond the ordinary. He's a supernatural God who could make anything happen for you. There is no Red Sea that can stop your life from moving forward. There is no difficulty, there is no challenge that can stop your life from moving forward. Is it a health issue? That's nothing to God. Family issues, relationship, marital, whatever the issue is, job, business, there is not one thing that can stand in the way of God from taking you to the beautiful life he wants to take you into. God has a plan for every single one of you hearing me today to bring you into a life of glory, into a life of beauty. Rahab asked the two spies that Joshua sent, please, when you guys come to take over this land, because we know you are coming to take over this land, there's nothing that can stop the God that is in you people. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. If you are a Christian, there is God that is in you that could not be stopped by anything. If your life has been experiencing setback, delay, stagnancy, God has sent me to tell you that it is time to move forward. When God began to speak to Joshua, he said, Joshua, you have been about this mountain for long enough. You spent enough time here. Get up and move forward. But there was Jordan in front of them. Nothing stops God. God says, move forward. And then they got up. They got to the Jordan. God says, step into it. This is a river. I say, step into it. You can read these things in Joshua chapter 1 and you go into chapter 2. They stepped into the Jordan. I will tell you what made the Jordan stop. We're going to see some of them in a while. They stepped into the Jordan. Jordan broke into two. The water of Jordan that was flowing receded and formed a hill on this side. And the people of God moved through Jordan as though on dry ground. Joshua chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse number 1. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. Verse 2. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now, in case you are not familiar with this story, I'll tell you in a very quick brief what story you are hearing about. The people of Israel lived in the land of Egypt for 430 years. And according to the promise of God, they were going to be taken out of the land of Egypt and taken to the land of Cana, where they will enjoy plenty of life, good life. In Egypt, they were in bondage. But God said, I'm going to take them out of Egypt and bring them into Cana. And in Cana, they will enjoy good life. God sent Moses to go take them out of the land of Egypt. And as they left the land of Egypt, they came to the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was so big, nobody could go through it. Nobody could swim across it. And there were no canoes or ships or boats, and there was no bridge. It was like a roadblock. They didn't know what to do no more. Should we stay here? It was not safe enough. Because behind them was Pharaoh and the Egyptians coming with their army to kill them because they ran away from Egypt. There was no way forward. There was no way behind. And then they called God. God, what's next? God said, relax. Just move forward. Just move forward. There's a Red Sea. He said, move forward. Listen, brothers and sisters, with God, the things that you might see as a roadblock, they are not real to God. God says, move forward. Yes. And they move forward. The moment they got there, God said to Moses, stretch your rod towards the sea and divide it. He stretched his rod towards the sea, and the sea parted. Then they went through on dry ground, through the sea, and then they got into the wilderness. They traveled in the wilderness for a couple of years, many years, and then until they got to the end of it. At this time, they began to be led by Joshua. Joshua was to lead the people into Canaan, but there was River Jordan. And God said to Joshua, "Don't worry about it. Go across. There's plenty of good life waiting for you on the other side. Don't wait here. It's not good enough." My dear brother and sister, even if your life looks good now, God is saying it's not good enough. You need to move on. There's some plenty on the other side. He says, move ahead. Go ahead. Cross this Jordan. How do we cross the Jordan? He gave them the secret, which I'm going to share with you. No matter the challenge that is in your life, there is a secret around it. And I'm going to share it with you now. I'll read these verses again, and I'll begin to explain to you the things that are contained in these verses. I'm going to start again from verse number 1, and I'll go quickly through. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to Jordan, and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. Verse 2. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, "When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, and ye shall remove from the place, and go after it." Next verse. "Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore." And Joshua said unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Isaiah chapter 2, from verse 2. The Bible shows to us what is going to happen in the times in which we are now. Obviously, the times in which we are, they are unusual times. The era in which we are in the world today is an era that is different to all the eras before now. The world is very different now. How many of you agree with me that the world is experiencing something different? The world is going through a phase that is very different than all the previous times. It's going to increase. The world is going through a dramatic phase. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 2. It says, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." He said, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, the kind of darkness that you can feel on the skin. If you look at this verse, he says, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. He put a colon there. He's going to say something to you. He says, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." The goodness of God is going to be seen in your life. Darkness is troubling the people out there, but the goodness of God is seen upon my life. Last week, we saw how darkness entered the land of Egypt, but it didn't show up. There was no darkness in the land of Goshen. It's still the same land territory of Egypt, but the suburb where the people of God stayed, called Goshen, there was no darkness there. But there was darkness in the whole land of Egypt, apart from where the children of God were staying. Verse 3, he said, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light." The good thing that is going to happen in your life, God's goodness is going to show up in your life. When the people of the world are complaining, things are going down. Different situations is hitting them bad. When they are complaining and crying, for you, it will be an uplift. Your life will be going up, higher, better, stronger, beautiful. That is what God has designed for your life. He says, you are going to arise. The light of God will shine upon your life, and Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. You may have been considered an ordinary person in your neighborhood, maybe even a poor person in your neighborhood. The big guy around the corner is going to come looking for you. I want you to see something in verse 1. God is saying, arise. If your life has been experiencing setback, stagnancy, confusion, God is saying, that's before. What is happening now? God says, arise. I want to take you on a journey of your life. I'm taking you into the beauty of your life. Your life is about to experience the glory that you never thought possible. All those dreams that you have put away, you never thought they will be realistic anymore. God is saying, I will exceed that dream. I will make your life beautiful. And those who thought they were bigger than you, they will come looking for you. Coming to find out what is happening. Your life is not a celebrity. God wants to do with your life what we make those that thought they were bigger than you to come looking for you. The path of the just, Proverbs 4:18. It says the path of the just, the path of the Christian is like the shining light. It may start very low, but wait a minute. The next time you look at him, he has moved forward. You say, what is happening to this guy? You close your eyes once more. You see him next time, he has moved forward. You turn and be trying to wonder what is happening. He is moving forward. I'll show you some more subsequently. Let's get back to Joshua chapter 3. I'll read it from verse 3 this time. And they commanded the people. Now, who is commanding the people? The officers. Amongst the people of God, the officers. Like in the church. He says, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, and ye shall remove from your place and go after it. This is where the secret lies. What is the ark of the covenant of the Lord? That ark was just a wooden thing that was constructed. Just a wooden thing made of gopher, just a wood. But there was something inside it that made that ark special. Brothers and sisters, like I've told you before, you would have just been an ordinary human being, but there is a spirit that is inside you that makes you special. This ark was just a wooden thing carved, but there was something inside this ark that made it special. This ark was carrying the tablets that bear the words of God. The words of God were on a tablet in this ark. So, God put his presence upon this ark because it contained his word. So, he was telling them, the officers were commanding them or telling them, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. In John chapter 1, the Bible says from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who was this Word? This Word was Jesus. Because if you read on from verse 1 to verse 14 of John chapter 1, you are going to find out that he was talking about Jesus, the Son of God. He is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God today has been put for us in the scriptures, the Bible. The Word of God. Now, in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. If you want to move forward in life, Jesus says, I am the way. If you want to enjoy prosperity in life, Jesus says, I am the way. If you want to enjoy good health, Jesus says, I am the way. If you want to enjoy victory every time, Jesus says, I am the way. Does it sound to you like, is it Jesus that is the way, the secret they're talking about? Hold on. From verse 3 again. And they, the officers, commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, which contains the stones, the tablets, or stones. Interestingly, they call it tablet sometimes. And today we also bear the word of God in tablets. It's interesting. He said, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest. Now he says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. Brothers and sisters, what the Holy Spirit, what the word of God is telling you is this. When you see the ark of the Lord, when you see the word of God and the priest is preaching it, when you see the priest preaching for the word of God, don't stay where you are. Don't keep reliving the ordinary life you were living before. Get out of where you were and follow the word of God. It will bring you to the victory you never thought possible. Next verse, verse 4. Only the last part of this verse. It says, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. You are following this act that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not come, you have not passed this way heretofore. The place that God is taking you to in life now, the place where everything will be as perfect as God would want it to be in your life. You have not come this way before. You have not come this way before. There is one thing that shows you this way accurately. It is the word of God. If you will follow the word of God, as you see the priest bearing it, and you follow the word of God. Brothers and sisters, I've got a testimony for you. Some of you may have heard this testimony before. I grew up sickly. Every year, I'm in the hospital. Every year, I couldn't remember a year. That must have been a miracle year that I was not in the hospital. Now, every year I was in the hospital, with drips there and there, and then my mother is praying, oh God, I hope you spare my son this time again. And then of the fasting, I'm praying, and praise God, after some time, I'm out. Oh God, thank you. We don't know when we are coming back here again. Someday, I was in the church. I was in the church as a cameraman, and I was listening for the first time, listening to Reverend Tom preach the same kind of gospel that I'm preaching to you today. I was hearing him preach it. And when I heard what he said, I said, I'm going to do what he said. I did it. That was 1995. Till today, I've not had a need for a single paracetamol. Which means this thing works. I heard the priest bear the word of God and I followed it. I left from wherever I was before. All this sickness and all these things and fear of sickness and disease, I moved out. I came out from where I was and I followed what he was teaching. Brothers and sisters, your life can experience the difference you never thought possible if you will follow the word of God. Listen, brothers and sisters, the word of God will produce in your life beyond your widest expectations. We're going to give God thanks. Our life is no longer going to be the same again. We are moving into the realms unimaginable. Go ahead and begin to give God thanks. Begin to think about the kind of life that God has for you. Begin to think about it now. Begin to thank him for it. Begin to declare, Lord, I will walk in the paths that your word will show to me. I will walk in the paths as I follow your word. I will walk in the paths that your word will show to me. And my life will not be the same. My life will experience the glory that you have talked about. Yes, thank you, oh God. I am moving beyond. I'm getting out of the life that I've lived before. I'm getting into the life that your word will show to me. Manta ripo saka manta.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.